Japan. Scenes of traders at Nagasaki, 1750 to 1800, Osaka or Kyoto. Pair of hand scrolls, ink, colour, gold on paper. These lavishly decorated hand scrolls depict the arrival of Chinese junk ships filled with Indian cotton textiles and Chinese lacquer and ceramics at an unnamed Japanese port. Exotic foreigners interact with local merchants. A pop-up market and carry-on amid tiny vignettes of everyday Japanese life in and around huts that line the streets. Fantastic depictions such as these were often commissioned by wealthy merchants as a keepsake for good fortune, as they show excitement associated with the arrival of foreigners and their exotic commodities. On a raw, sand-coloured background, these 40-centimetre-wide scrolls are displayed on the roll, with a part of these long paintings available to examine, each over a metre in length. Each scroll has a couple of centimetre thick, pale blue coloured border at top and bottom, separated from the scenes by a thin white line. The border is speckled with white. It gives the detailed drawings a whimsical quality. Everyday Japanese figures, some depicted seated on green mats in their open wooden huts with thatched roofs, preparing food, others going about manual activities. They wear elaborately patterned kimonos of red and white, blue and white, red and gold, or muted tones of mustard or dark blue. The foreigners carrying merchandise are, by contrast, brightly coloured and wearing pantaloons, brightly coloured shirts with ruffles at the collars and waist, and tall hats. The streets are bare, drawing attention to the detailed human activity. The occasional gnarly and knobbled tree with bunches of green foliage is drawn adjacent to the huts lining the streets. The water is full of movement, dotted with brightly coloured merchant ships, and the teeming quality of the water itself has been brought to life with undulating silvery lines which catch the light. This is the end of the audio description.